I'm sorry, but your kid doesn't need technology until you need him to. I'm not really sorry. Keep watching, you'll learn why. Hello, Michael Prince here. I'd like to welcome you to the first ever Because Family After Dark. Uncut, unedited, I don't know, we haven't decided what we're going to call it yet, but I'm here in my Branson, Missouri office, late at night, working like I usually do, and I want to address one topic and talk about it in a way that I feel most comfortable, and that is completely 100% candid and unedited, just telling you exactly what I think about it, so that hopefully it'll help some people fix some issues. I submitted questions submitted a request for questions on my Facebook page to see if anybody had anything, and I didn't get any response. I did get a few things, but nothing I wanted to spend a whole 15 minutes or whatever talking about. So what I decided to do is just kind of use one of the most common things the most common questions I get, especially now that we've started addressing technology in our ministry so much. That question is this: when's my kid old enough to have their own phone or iPad or device? And my diplomatic, in your face, to your face, standing there at my booth trying to sell you my book answer is, it's up to you. You have to understand your kid and understand how old they are. You have to know their needs and your needs. And I put the ball in your court, really, and say, hey, this is what you've got to understand about your kid in order to make the decision on whether or not it's time for them to have a phone. But let me tell you what I think for real. And it's really a good indication. What I think for real, a good way to know that, is by looking at the rules I have for my kids. And here's my rules. My kids get a phone when I need them to have a phone. My kids don't have an iPad, and they won't until they buy one from themselves. We have an iPad that they use for school, but it's got guided access on it. They have unlimited access to zero technology. My oldest is only 8 years old. He will have unlimited access to zero technology until he absolutely requires it for some reason. The reasons would include a job that he works at a lot, and he's driving there, and he's gone a lot, and he needs to be able to get a hold of me or his mother if something's going on. Going off somewhere when he's much older for a trip or to do something ministry or work-related and needing to be able to contact us. Sure. When he is a grown adult and can buy himself something, and it's his choice and not mine, that then he will. Here, let me tell you one of the reasons. I had unlimited access to technology, to my computer, my gateway PC, when I was 15, 16 years old. And you know what happened? I got into chat rooms and I looked for girls to tell me about themselves, right? And I got addicted to pornography to the point where I couldn't go to bed at night until I watched what I wanted to see and found stuff, which wasn't as easy back then as it is today. Today, it's not difficult at all. So I went and found what I wanted and to see and did what you do when you look at that stuff, and I couldn't go to bed at night and go to sleep until that had happened. I was in deep. I had problems back then, and I struggle to this day. I have to have guarding things, protection on my phone and my iPad and my computer and all this stuff just to resist temptation so it will flee from me, right? And so I understand how serious this issue is. And if you have a son, he is 80% of young men get into this stuff. And you have a daughter, it's up to 60%. So it's not the thing where you say, well, not my kid. Yes, most likely your kid. And so we can't give them unlimited access to technology like that until we know for sure that they are the type of kid who can understand the serious risks, take the precautions necessary to protect themselves, which often include you being involved in that, whether it's you being the accountability partner, you being the one that sets the passwords, or something like that, you being the one that introduces them to someone who could be their accountability partner. Whatever that looks like, they're not ready to have those things until they understand how serious that is. If they give you this oh, it's not a big deal, they're not ready. The answer should be no. Absolutely no unlimited access to technology. But what about soccer, and they're in soccer, and they need a ride home, and they need to call me? What about if they're at a friend's house, and their friends have phones? Their friends' moms have phones. Their coaches have phones. There's a phone at McDonald's. Back to remembering numbers someday. It doesn't matter one bit your excuse, but our kids' mental well-being and spiritual well-being is on the line here, and we have to make better decisions even though it's inconvenient and difficult. That's the enemy of good parenting, is convenience, is wanting things to be easier for us. When we do that, when we make decisions based on things being easier for us, we hurt our kids every single time. Even when my kid wants to go outside and play, and he needs to do that because we live in a motorhome, and I tell him no because I don't want to get my fat butt up and go out there, my inconvenience and making a decision based on my inconvenience is hurting my son. It's a bad idea. It's a bad choice. So, tonight, late at night, here I sit telling you the truth of what I think about that. If you hear me speak somewhere and I'm standing at my table and I'm trying to sell you my book, you're going to get the first answer I gave you, the nice, candid, diplomatic, edited answer. But this is the one that I want you to wrap your mind around so that you can make good decisions. Because I'm not afraid to tell you the truth, because it's too important that your kids grow up to be who God's called them to be. And they're not going to do that if you can't make these decisions. BecauseFamily.org, KMichaelPrince.com. I want to come preach to the people in your church. I want to minister to them. I want to help them understand these things so that we can change this world. The world needs changing, right? So let's change our families and change our kids so that the world will actually be impacted someday. God bless. We'll see you next time. Yeah.